So did you watch Trump's bullshit on Thursday? I know there are some who are calling it conspiracies, others calling it lies, but it was bullshit. Recycled at that. Made some notes here, no particular order. He was promising these huge blockbuster news-breaking items, and he presented information that was already known by even the public, never mind within government, five of it from 2021, some of it even going back to 2019. There was a talk about how all that Russia did was going to be revealed. But instead of Russia, 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 it was China, China, China. Things like China getting the information of state voter rolls, which I'm okay. What do they do with it? How does having that information give China the capabilities to flip votes in a voting machine? Which Trump did touch on that too. He started addressing the way that voting machines rig elections. Even Fox News at that point, they didn't go cut away, but they talked over him with their standby disclaimer for whenever Trump or one of his acolytes come on and start talking about voting machines again, because they don't want to pay $787 million again. If you look at the White House website, they have a lot of the so-called newly declassified documents that Trump claimed Thursday night, that it's all proof of, well, his lies. When you look at the documents, though, heavily redacted, which that's plain to the simple-minded when you think about that. They see the redactions and go, ooh, that must mean that's really important stuff and it's true. And look real close. One of those documents actually accuses Russia for doing everything to threaten the U.S. elections that Trump is trying to do with his influence and by his creating doubt. We'll talk about that in a few moments, too. He didn't say it directly, but in talking about how China is trying to influence the elections, he alluded to, you have to go with the oldies and goodies sometimes, the bamboo ballots. Remember those? I guess there was some breaking news in all this. Trump announced that there are 270,000 non-citizens who are registered to vote nationwide. Now, let's just take that number as fact. Let's just assume that to be fact. Think of the tens of millions, hundreds of millions of votes that happen all through elections, the primary, special elections, general elections, and there's 270,000 ineligible people registered to vote. Not voting, registered to vote. Now, if you want to know how prevalent non-citizen voting actually is, a study was done over 40 years. They found a grand total of 99 cases. Oh, my source for that information? Nope, not CNN, not DNC, the Heritage Foundation. Same people that brought you Project 2025. But if you get down to the crux of the matter, the entire purpose of Thursday night's speech, I'll call it, the Save America Act, which really should be renamed the Save GOP Act. If you look at the mechanics of the SAVE Act, ignoring the claims being made by Trump and the supporters of it, it actually increases the ways that voting for U.S. citizens can be limited and even denied. Really, a simple name change, either from getting married or divorced, could prevent you from voting. Trump's insistence of the SAVE Act and purpose of the whole speech was to, I think, either knowingly or unknowingly telegraph that Trump plans to inject the federal government, a.k.a. his will, to take election administration away from the individual states as much as possible. He's already tried this several ways. Gets defeated in the courts. Executive orders, if he tries to inject those into the equation. The Constitution has a lot to say about that. So really, what can Trump do? Well, he can play to his shrinking audience. Mentioned the great part, that's what he did Thursday. Recent polls, 50% of Republicans believe Trump's lies. And if you cut that down just hardcore MAGA, 68% do. You could maybe take states to court, threaten to withhold federal funds for things like disaster relief. He's already doing that. States like New Jersey, Massachusetts, New York. Now, what he can actually do, and I believe he's already started to do, is take the page out of his 2020 campaign book, create and expand doubt, fear, and anger, with the purpose being intimidation and violence. And not just in big cities or in small towns. Growing number of states see this potential. They've already either passed or are expanding existing laws protecting local election officials and defining who can serve as poll watchers or election monitors. We're actually in the time now when your neighbor, who you know very well, every election day, they're sitting at that table ready to give you a little ticket or whatever you use, wherever you're listening to us from, to cast your vote. They've been sitting there for decades, every election day, primary, general election, and they're being seen by those who are swallowing what Trump is serving. They see them, those people, your neighbor, as the enemy. There's been many people commenting that I've been an election participant for years for my local district, my county, my state, whatever the case may be. I don't need this. I don't want to do it anymore. And it's not like for lack of pay. Some states you get $200-$400 just for the day. But the intimidation, the threats, too many people, I fear, just don't want to be confronted with that stuff anymore for what is a right that should not be interrupted or disrupted or threatened. Now, if you want to say that there's no fraudulent voting going on, there is. There is. Every single election, there are illegal votes. Case in point, Matthew Lais in Pennsylvania, back in March of this year, he was convicted of election fraud for casting two ballots in the 2020 general election, one in Pennsylvania, another in Florida. We have Edward Saunders, convicted of voter fraud. This was August 2023. He was found guilty, casting multiple ballots in two separate elections. Federal Election Commission records confirmed he was a registered Republican. There's Bruce Bartman, also in Pennsylvania. This was a pretty infamous case back in the 2020 election. He was sentenced to 5 years of probation after pleading guilty to perjury, voter fraud, for using the identity of a deceased person to cast an illegal absentee ballot. One more, this one in Pennsylvania. I do have many more, but these sort of stand out to me. Robert Lynn was charged and pleaded guilty to voting fraud after using a typewriter to fill out an absentee ballot for a deceased person in, of course, the 2020 election. Now, other than casting illegal votes, what are those four individuals and the others who I also have information about, what do these four all have in common? They cast illegal votes for Donald Trump.